Guys, welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited to be here. If you don't know, I'm Sue, and I'm the host of this amazing, wonderful podcast, which is part of a school. And if you don't know English O'Clock yet, go check it out on Instagram at It's English O'Clock. We are an amazing online language school, and I hope we can really help you on your journey. Before I jump into today's episode, I want to say a huge thanks to Studio 86, who's providing us everything to record this episode. Guys, it's literally midnight. It's almost 1 a.m. and we're here recording it. I'm almost going on vacation, so right now, if you listen to this episode, it is pre-recorded. I'm probably traveling right now, but we prepared so much stuff for you guys, so the studio, it's helping me so much with all of this. So thank you all so much. Thank you, Sarah, for editing, helping me record and everything. And I think that's it. Last episode, we talked about teacher Sarah's relationship with music, and you all loved it. So you might be sure she will be back here. I want to thank her so much for being hosting the podcast while I was sick. I feel much better right now and ready to record this one. On today's episode, I'll open up a little bit about a part of my life that catched a lot of attention on the episode I talked about, the story behind English O'Clock, our first episode. A lot of people and also a lot of English O'Clock students that I didn't know who liked this came talk to me. Didn't know it was Christian, or also people who aren't Christian but got curious because I talked a lot about my relationship with God in the process of creating English O'Clock, launching and like hiring and everything. So I decided to come up with this episode. Whatever religion you are, you're very welcome here, and I hope that this will be a good space for you to share your experience too, for us to talk about this journey of growing spiritually. It is something that I believe it's different for each person. Your relationship with God, it's unique, and it doesn't matter what level you are. I know that people talk a lot about this, but I do believe that if you have a heart for this, you're gonna love this episode, and I hope that this will bless you. A quick background for you, I didn't grow up in a family that would have one religion. So my family always had different beliefs back in time during like my childhood and teenagehood. I remember that we would go to different places and different religion. I had my Catholic season when I was a child, like trying to get baptized and all these things. And then I have different experience with other religions that I studied, that I joined. So I learned a lot about different religions. I am someone that if you ask me about different religions, I do know some of those I was part, some of others I studied about, and I also had like religion classes at school. And this is actually part of a thing about me. Like I always loved these, and I remember that was very different from my friends back in time because I was very like interesting, you know, in the religion, in the spiritual life. I didn't really know what I really believed, what I didn't. But I knew that I had something with that, that was an area of my life very important since I was like 11, 12. I always talked about God. I was always like the believer friend, even though I wasn't really, you know, Christian or anything. My friends would call me like that. So I know that I had something inside of me that always had the desire of growing in this area. Especially on my high school years, that was a time that I was feeling very low with my life. So I had a really hard time. My parents were getting divorced and I was going through a lot, you know, with myself and, you know, those classic teenage crisis, but a little bit deeper with me. So that was a time in my life that I questioned myself a lot, and automatically I started questioning God. So that was on my, I think I was in my second year of high school. Yeah, I was in my second year of high school in August. that was when I had like the biggest crisis of my life, which was about what path I wanted to follow, what career I wanted to do. And I know that it's silly talking about it right now that I am like almost 21 and I feel like I found so many things that I like on my professional life. And then I was like 16 and I was having a really hard time because I thought that I had to figure out everything. But somehow that helped, because when I realized that I couldn't find inside of me and it was really hard to decide everything about my life, just me deciding, that was when I realized, okay, I need someone better than me. I need someone bigger who is wiser and who really know what I should do with my life. That was 2016 and that was when my whole journey started, and I can tell you in details another time. But I opened my heart to God. I remember that I had an amazing experience in the middle of a night one day. I was feeling very pressured and tired, and I knew that that wasn't something common. And I mean, back in time, I thought that I was the only one carrying all of that pressure. But now I heard so many girls younger than me, and I get to talk to them and advice and help. And I know that this is actually very common. And I remember that I literally just lay down everything and I said, if there is a God, like, you gotta be looking at me and you gotta be doing something. So I really need you to step in and do something. The rest is a story, an amazing story actually, and I can come here another day and talk deeply about it. But before I just tell you everything, like how everything happened, and my story, I thought that first it would be nice for me to just tell you some things that I wish I heard before I started writing my story with God, some advices and things I wish I knew, because every story and every journey with God is unique. I went through things that you might hear and try to compare and feel like you have to be like this, your story has to be like this, or the journey and the steps. So before I record a whole podcast, like in details, or even just open about it on Instagram or anything, I think that the best is before I tell you what I wish I had heard when I was writing my own story, when I was leaving the season. Because I heard so many stories when I was getting to know God. And that was actually one of the things that I didn't really know how to separate inspiration from comparison. So sometimes I was like, I'm not going that way. My story doesn't sound like this, so might not be God. So that's why today I'm here to tell you five things I wish I had heard when I was starting my spiritual journey. That might not apply to your spiritual life if you're not in the beginning, if you're not, you know, looking for advice to starting your life with God. But I know that they fit completely for your professional area or dating advice. I don't know. I know that if you listen to this and you have an open heart, this will meet you. So, advice number one is, do not rush what you want to last. Whoever asked me what was the best piece of advice I've ever received, or whenever I have the chance to give someone an advice, I feel like this will always gonna be my first advice. Don't rush what you want to last. I heard this from one of my best friends, like a spiritual mother, and she also was with me in this journey of meeting God in the very beginning. So many things that I lived through her. Shout out to G. But I heard this when we're talking a little bit about more relationship, but I apply that so much for my professional area, and I know that you can apply for your spiritual life too if you're starting right now. Do not rush. If you're seeking to grow it spiritually, we might believe that you want that forever, that you want an evolution, you want a transformation, you want to seek something bigger. And you want to get better with that, you want to get along, to get intimacy. So there's no reason for you to rush. You don't have to become a spiritual leader in 1 week. You don't have to meet all the friends you want with you in the journey in a month. The first church you go to, doesn't have to be the church you'll be forever. You don't have to choose what ministry or whatever you want to serve at church in, you know, in your first year, in your first months. You don't have to rush. I know that I rushed a lot in some areas, especially when it comes to serve. When I'm at the church I am right now, and I love my church, I love serving, but I remember that in the first couple months, I was already like, okay, I have to do something because everybody here is doing. And I wish someone had told me like, hey, you just started, you're here to receive, you're here to rest, especially because I was living a very pressuring season of my life. So I hope that that can meet you and can apply to some area in your life, even if it's at your work or a new project. You don't have to rush, or even a new relationship. If you're entering a relationship and you see, you know, purpose and you see something that can really last, there's no reason for you to rush and for you to want to know everything about that person. And imagine that your relationship with God, it's like a love relationship. You have to grow in intimacy, in relationship, in moments, talking and listening. So don't rush, enjoy. And spiritually speaking, if you're right now starting your life with God, the best season, it's always to come. So I don't believe I could tell you like, oh, you're living the best season right now, because now in my life, I feel like I am living my best season with God. But it is special, and there is something special about your first love, your first meet with God. And you don't want to remember and to feel like that was a season of anxiety, you know? This is not an area in your life that you have to figure out everything. It's much less about that. It is a season that you open hands of your control and you leave something bigger. Advice number 2 is seek inspiration, but never comparison. And this is so hard to figure out sometimes. When am I getting inspired? When am I comparing myself? As I told you, when I was in the beginning of my faith journey, I used to hear so many stories, so many testimonies, and many of those were stories of people that grew up in church, grew up in a Christian community, grew up knowing the Bible and knowing the do and don'ts. And sometimes I would feel very frustrated because I came from a very different background. I am very glad that I've met a leadership in a community very patient and who had a lot of experience with people who wasn't, you know, Christian from the beginning, from childhood. So, but even I know that I had this comparison inside of my heart. So whenever you're listening to a story or a testimony of someone, Instagram, YouTube, a podcast, I don't know, even my story, my advice for you is to ask yourself, what can I learn from that story? But also, what do I have in mind that it's different, but it's also God's plan? So when you visualize things that you can learn from someone else's story, but also you visualize how different your story is, but how necessary it was for you, that is the perfect blend, because you always ended up learning things, but you also know how to realize what you have in special on your own story. My third advice for you, it's listen from God first. So whatever situation you have, whatever dream, whatever project, first you seek God. Go to your room, lock your door, and ask God about it, pray about it, spend time. Don't expect that you're gonna have an answer in 1, 2, 3 weeks or 3 days. If you have to wait and to sacrifice your time and to seek God's will, it is so amazing, and it's, you feel so fulfilled when you listen something from God first, and then whatever comes from the outside, it's just confirmations. I have so many stories of dreams I had and have today that I first heard from God, and then the outside came and I heard prophetic words or spiritual leaders talking to me in prayers, and it would make so much sense because I knew that God talked to me first. So I could say that I've never got surprised about anything that someone told me, like, oh, I feel like God is doing that in your life. Because whenever someone would come, a prayer or a word, I know that the most important things I heard from God first. And that it's not because I'm a chosen one or special, but I do believe that God wants to talk to you. He wants you to create intimacy and for you to understand when it's God speaking, when it's not, and for you to really believe and have faith that God can tell you secrets about your life. And the outside can come, words can come, people can come, but the most important thing is for you to have in your heart the word of God for you. Advice number 4 completes the number 3. And my advice for you is make the Bible your best friend. Why do I say that completes the 3rd advice? Because when you're growing on your faith, and I just said that you should seek God and seek what He's talking about you and see what dreams He has, purpose, and to let God give you His dreams for you. But we have to know the filter of everything, and we have to know from where God comes. God will always come from His word, and He will never tell you something that goes the opposite, that goes against the Bible. So you are still a human, and you can make mistakes, as I can make mistakes as pastors of years and years, and spiritual leaders of years and years, they can all make mistakes. So if the Bible is your best friend, whenever you listen to something that it makes you uncomfortable in your spirit, and whenever you believe that you heard something from God, but then you go to the Bible and you know that it seems tricky, it sounds tricky, that's why Bible is so important. And when you're growing, when you're new in faith, you're gonna listen so much people encouraging you to listen from God. And I am 100% with them on that. You do have to listen, and you don't have to be afraid of making mistakes. But sometimes you're gonna listen to your emotions, and you're gonna listen to your heart, because you're human and there's nothing wrong with that. That is also part of the process. But sometimes we want to encourage so much people to listen to God that we're just like, yes, 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 that's it. This is God. Listen, it's always God. It's never your mind. And this is dangerous, because we're still growing and we still can listen things that it's our soul desires, our heart, and sometimes we know that heart can lie to us. So my advice is to read your Bible, to know your Bible by heart, memorize the verses, study, and then you know every day more the character of God. And God, He never walks or speaks or acts in an opposite way of what He said before. So the Bible will help you so much. Here's my last advice for you. God knows exactly what type of car you're trying to drive. Not my quote, but C.S. Lewis on his book, Mere Christianity, which, by the way, an amazing book, I highly recommend. He is talking about, and more specific in Portuguese, the sentence says, I didn't find it in English, but it says, Deus sabe exatamente a lata velha que você está tentando dirigir. And when the author says it, he meant that we are not working in a perfect machine, much less in a perfect condition, the perfect environment. God knows exactly what we are, what humans are, and how imperfect we are. So there's no necessity for us to feel like we have to be perfect or we have to make no mistakes. God knows exactly everything that we go through life, every hard moment we'll have, every bad decision we'll take, and all the challenges we'll find through life. And He's not expecting us perfection or, you know, an amazing action for everything, but He is expecting a pure heart and a heart that turns to Him and that knows that He is God and He can do better than us. And And that was the podcast. I honestly loved recording it. It was actually the faster episode I did, and everything worked so perfectly. So whatever you want to talk about, if you want to comment the podcast, if you want more information about the devotional, or even if you are going through the season of knowing more God and wanting to invest more in your spiritual life, you can feel totally free to reach me on Instagram, to leave your comment if you're listening through Apple Podcast. And I mean, whatever, however he wants to talk to me or talk to someone that you believe that will help you, I super recommend you to do that, to have people around you that can grow with you and help you to develop one of the most important areas of your life. I hope to see you on the next episode, and I am so excited to have you all here. And that's it. Bye-bye.